You're listening to Dear Daddy, your favorite voice note chain letter from the underbelly of the art world. I'm the Art Daddy, dealer in desire, destroyer of pretension, and someone who still believes the gallery can be a church or a runway or a war zone, depending on the lighting. Here's how this works. Each week, I ask one sharp, slightly dangerous question and send it out to a few art world insiders. Think curators, artists, collectors, and the beautifully unhinged souls who orbit them. They reply with voice notes, and I stitch it all together, like a group show, but with better pacing and worse boundaries. This week's question, one that's been bouncing around my inbox, DMs, and studio visits. How are you, as someone in the art world, actually handling this social and political dumpster fire of a moment? Are we finding creative clarity, total chaos, or are we just white-knuckling it through late capitalism with a tote bag full of theory books we haven't actually read? Let's listen in. Jason Baller-Losh is the kind of artist who doesn't just observe the art world. He interrogates it, gently but precisely. With a practice grounded in sculpture, memory, and mutual care, Jason moves through the cultural landscape with the kind of quiet clarity that cuts deeper than any headline. He's as invested in how things are made as he is in how they move, through communities, institutions, and economies. On Dear Daddy, Jason sends in a voice note that sits with you. He's thinking broadly and bravely about this moment, the fatigue, the politics, the institutional failures, and the creative ruptures. It's not about what trends, it's about what holds. He asks, what does it mean to create, to gather, to be present when everything feels unstable? How do we imagine something more generous, more lasting? Jason doesn't offer any answers, but he reminds us that asking the right questions is part of the work. He's holding complexity with care, naming what hurts, and gesturing towards something better. And yes, Daddy is listening with both ears open.
I recently had a conversation with a friend, and they thought that we were potentially headed for a civil war, mass civil unrest that would subsequently lead to suppression by a military, a war with Iran, a hot war with China, and of course, food and general goods shortages, general immiseration of the populace, global depression, Gestapo-like disappearances of U.S. citizens, journalists, and dissidents. And obviously, the art market would go to complete shit. I think if we're frozen in fear by these issues, then we'll never get to a place where change is possible. When I make my work, I'm trying to speak to this shared history of middle-class America that's currently being gutted. And this America of a post-war dream that my parents grew up with is vanishing and has been the backdrop of my life and raising my own children. I'm yearning for a past that I never attained, while using AI in my process to help create this future. And nostalgia is poignant precisely because it remains unreachable, and the future becomes more discomforting precisely because it's unstoppable. I separate my political choices from my work I make because I know the results will seem forced and insincere. If I let myself create on intuition, then those messages reverberate and show themselves. I always tell the story during studio visits. I had this professor that came in the studio, this is 17 years ago now, 18. His name was Lucio Pazzi. He was this old Italian artist. And I was like, Lucio, I have this great idea, and it's over here. But I have this other idea, the second one. But this third idea, this is great. And he's like, Jason, just stop. Like, stop talking. And he goes, pick one of the ideas. It doesn't matter which one you pick. Inevitably, what will happen is those other two ideas will infuse themselves into the one you did choose, and it'll make it better. But until you choose the one, you'll never start and get to the end. And I think now what we're living is where we have to make choices and not be frozen by this fear. And we need to move forward, and we need to do it with being thoughtful, but also with determination.
Bridget Mulholland isn't just a gallerist. She's a head daddy with a Paris address and a New York backbone. After years of shaping exhibitions at Anton Kern, she opened her own space in Paris, where she's building something fiercely intentional and entirely her own. She's got the eye, the edge, and the kind of quiet authority that shifts the room. On Dear Daddy, Bridget drops a voice note that reads like a dispatch from the front lines of the art world, a candid reflection on how she's navigating this moment, the market, the mood, and the murkiness of it all. She's thinking about how to stay present, protect what matters, and create space for something slower, stranger, and more honest. It's smart, grounded, and deeply felt. Bridget's not reacting, she's responding. And Daddy's listening. Hard.
The question on everyone's mind. In terms of like the art market, I think that I certainly saw a downturn coming. I think that it's way worse than anyone who saw a downturn coming would have thought. So that's a really new kind of thing that's at play. And I mean, we're always talking about unprecedented times, and it is, I guess, both precedented and unprecedented. For me, the thing that I feel is most important is to focus on the good things and the wins. And I mean, I get upset at a lot of things, but I let myself get upset, but I don't let myself get upset for too long, because you have to just kind of let the bigger forces be what they are, and you're not going to fight them. You're not going to fight history. You're not going to fight the market. And you have to just let yourself have a little bit of grace and know that, I mean, you're just not immune to the forces of history, and you're not immune to the market. And if you knew that this was coming, even if you didn't think it was going to be this bad, you know, I keep my costs low. I push really hard, you know, and I take the wins and I give myself grace, and I just keep doing what I've always done, which is support artists and do my very best. And I think that that's all anyone can do right now. And, you know, I think that everyone needs a kind of reality check, which this certainly is. And it's a good one. You know, we all need to really refocus on the things that are important. And I think kind of downsizing expectations, you know, and really focusing on community and why we're actually doing this in the first place, which is to support art and to support artists and to create community, and a really, like, I think a very important kind of community where we're all kind of kooky and we love this crazy thing called art, and just remember that, and that that's why we're in it. And it's not, you know, it's not to spend copious amounts of money on work that doesn't mean something. And if that is something that goes as a result of this, I'm not going to be upset about that. I think that I have this kind of crazy optimism that the result of this really tough time will be that we return to more focused, more calibrated, and more thoughtful ways of doing business, of showing art, of existing in the art world and in the art community, and in the world at large. So, I don't know, maybe weirdly, you could call me an optimist.
So what did we learn today, Daddy? That the art world is in crisis, but make it conceptual. That surviving is a practice. And that maybe, just maybe, we're all curating our way through collapse. If today's voices hit close to home, or far too close to your last group chat, slide into the DMs. Send me a voice note, or write your own Dear Daddy letter. I might just read it on the next episode. Until next time, stay tender, stay difficult, and don't let late capitalism dull your sparkle. Yours in drama and discourse, The Art Daddy.